at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey. We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools.
Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're going to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Welcome to another Wednesday night. You are listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen, your host, and I'm so excited to be here. We've got some crazy, foggy, wet weather happening this evening in beautiful Medford. But that's okay. It doesn't stop the rock. What does stop the rock is not remembering passwords. God, what is my problem? Okay, anyway. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, local rock and roll for you on a Wednesday. We will have friends dropping by, and I'm glad we do. We'll be listening to First Frost playing for us live in Studio D a little bit later on. So by all means, stick around for that. So up first is Haley Jane and the Primates, and we are checking out their song, The Fix.
Something fun, and you get me high. Pretty soon, my closer to hell. Down by the seashore, I'm gonna get some shell. Down by the seashore, I get what I want. Man of war in the water beckons me to touch a wild agree why circles me in hunger. And I'm swimming like a seal.
So we just heard from Peter Bazell. This is his song called Down by the Seashore, coming off of Devil Love. Before that was the Juliana Hatfield 3 with Wonder Why. It's coming off of her brand new, like released this week, CD called Pussycat. Just got to catch her at the Sinclair on Sunday night. It was pretty awesome. And I'm really liking the stuff that's on the CDs. It's on American Laundromat Records. Go hunt it down online if you... don't have an outlet to go get it yet. We started off our evening with Haley Jane and the Primates with The Fix, coming off of their CD Gasoline from a couple of years ago. And that's your current. You're all caught up. So thank you for tuning in. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Next up, we're going to hear from Mark Lippman. The album is called Goodbye Copilot. And we're going to hear the title track, I think, because I'm not always 100% sure that I line these things up, but that's what we're going for.
Thank you.
All right. We're getting confused here, but not that badly. We just heard Animal Flag with their song Sync. It's coming off of the record company compilation that came out right at the end of last year called Beast, and it is pretty awesome. I'm just going to just say I actually bought my own copy because it's that awesome. Before that was Cruella de Vil with Brighter Day coming off of A Ride. Before that was The Silver Mirrors with Sunshine Space. The title track to their CD. And we started the set up with Mark Lipman with Goodbye Copilot, also title track. This is my theme, apparently. I'm joined by some new friends, the I Want You. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I love when friends come to visit.
That's right. Thanks for having us.
No problem. And you're here because you have a new CD that's about to drop.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
CD release party in a couple weeks at State
awesome.
Park.
Yep, State Park.
I love State Park.
I have not been there yet.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got some crazy food.
Oh, really? That's what Jonathan was saying.
Oh, my gosh. It's like you went to your grandpa's basement in his rumpus room, and it's like, just seriously, it's weird, but awesome.
Well, that's
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can't even tell you because I haven't actually been there in a while, but it's like some kind of like, I remember there was like a weird French fry thing that I loved. There were certainly some beverages of the past that I was like, oh my god, grandpa.
Well, that's interesting. That's sort of how we consider our band too, right? Grandpa's basement food, weird.
Yes.
And awesome.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and
carpet on the walls.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
The new album's gonna be very, very much that, or it is that. I guess it's already done. Yes.
Do you have like some stuffed animals, kind of, not like toys, but like taxidermy?
Yeah. Oh, sure. You gotta have that.
Yeah.
In your music, speaking music metaphorically.
Yeah.
But we're kind of like the jackalope, where it's just, you know, we put the baler the different animals down to make a different beast. You know.
It's true.
Okay.
We're always trying to make a different beast.
That's excellent.
Yes.
So, when was the last? What was the last time you released something?
Well, we did a single, Guns, in the I don't know, last year.
December. Yeah.
December, and that was. But we've done like 3 EPs and 2 singles at this point in time, and this is our first full-length.
Okay.
Full-length album.
Cool.
Because the world wanted it. And it's called Now That's What I Call Music.
Oh, excellent. So now we know what to expect.
Yeah, yes. You can search for that online. Now That's What I Call Music. And our thing will come right up.
Right at the top.
Why don't we hear a track off of this fabulous piece of music? Do you know what track number?
I'd say let's play number one. This is a trigger warning.
Number one. Oh, good. All right. Trigger warning by The I Want You. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford.
Every night. like that. Chicken wanna, oh, chicken wanna.
Right, there we have the I Want You with Trigger Warning off of their soon-to-be-released CD. That's what I call music.
Now, even.
Yes. Now.
Now. Now that's what I call music.
Oh, it was close.
Now that's, it's called something like that, yes.
Okay, fine. Close enough. So the big show is at State Park in a couple of weeks. What day is it exactly?
It's Sunday, May 7th.
Okay.
And it's with Bird Gangs and...
ABBA.
All right.
Not ABBA. The Swedish band.
ABBA.
But yes.
ABBA.
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be good. We're looking forward to that show. iDesign put that together.
iDesign put that together. They helped with our last EP release, so happy to do that again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's great. It's great getting support from folks like you. And I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to the other people.
The other people. All the people.
Out there in the world, too.
You should talk to all of them.
Yes.
Because... that's exactly what you should be doing right now.
Yes.
Well, I'm looking forward to your stuff. I like your seeing you guys play every now and again. I you know, we all, our paths all cross, and it's a happy meeting and things. What else is planned for the summer? Big tour up and down the coast.
I think it's pretty much we're retooling for the next project. I don't think we're playing much after this, so if you want to check us out.
Yeah, now's the time to check us out.
Act now.
But we do have some videos coming out. Blake's working on a pretty cool one that's like that old school animation, like literally the first school animation or whatever.
Yeah, doing that for Dying Scene. It's like cutouts and construction paper.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
It's taking a while, but I'm almost done.
Cool.
Yeah, the footage just looks really cool. I don't know. He does like all sorts of stuff like that, Blake does.
Cool.
Yeah. And then for Eat at Joe's, I'm going to do a Lego video. And we have one currently for an older song called Three Short Days. It's on our website. But yeah, I got another one. Big grandiose, bigger than the last one.
We like making things, videos and music and, whatever we can make.
I think that's awesome. So what's your website then?
It's theiwantyou.com.
All right. That's pretty self-explanatory.
But if you search, like... The I Want You, it's very pretty much impossible to find us.
Yeah.
And also, if
all right.
So go to theiwantyou.com.
We like
write
to stay kind of anonymous. Yeah, you know, we're really not trying to bring too much attention to ourselves.
No. We're just like toil in obscurity.
Yeah.
Only special people get to find all of your creations.
Yes.
So yes, go to theiwantyou.com. Write it down. Don't even try to Google that because it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to work.
Not going to work. Write it down. Tell your friends in secret code. Go check out this band. They make things, and it sounds awesome.
That's us.
Yay.
That's us.
Give me another song we can play, and we'll...
Well, should we do it? Should we go with...
Do you want to hear Now?
Yeah, let's hear the title track. Now That's What I Call Music.
That's number 12.
Number 12.
It's the title track to Now That's What I Call Music by The I Want You.
We're going to see if this is going to work here. Thank you guys for coming in and giving us a good plug. So, State Park, May
5th.
7th. I was going to say it's a low number.
May 7th.
May 7th, Sunday.
Sunday.
And
it's free.
And it's there you
How
go.
About that?
It's there you go. It's free. All done. All finished. So, title track for the I Want You. And there we have some Jesus for you. They were the wild card band at the Rock and Roll Rumble final. I really enjoyed watching those guys. They're pretty awesome. Before that, we heard from Reverse with January coming off of Monkey Mind. Before that was Oxblood Forge with Inferno. And Oxblood Forge has a new EP out. You can hunt that one down. Before that, we heard from The Very with Sneak Attack coming off of Perfumed Apocalypse. They played here on the Town with Mikey D a couple of weeks ago. And if you're lucky, you can dig through our archive and check it out yourself. Before that, we were visited by The I Want You, and we heard a couple of tracks off of their forthcoming CD. We heard Now That's What I Call Music, the title track, and Trigger Warning. They'll be releasing their CD on May 7th at State Park. Why not go down to a free show, support some awesome rock and roll? And that's pretty much it. More or less. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO Medford. We are going to have First Frost playing for us live in Studio D in a little bit. Stick around. It will be awesome. And gosh, after all that rock and roll, I think I just need a little more. Just a little more. Next up, we have some White Dynamite. They are Rumble winners from a few years ago. And yeah, we're just going to keep it up. This is Evil Ballerina.